You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Be holy. Hatan Shai is informing us that we have a command to be Radosh. It's good to be Radosh, no? Why? Why is it good to be Radosh?
Why is it good?
Why is it good?
For the other things that
is Radosh, because Hashem is Kadosh. He says, Radosh, 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 Hashem Sevakot. So now when you become Radosh, so then you become like Hashem. So now sometimes he says, oh, he looks like Abba. Psh, you know what the honor it is, you look like your Abba. They say, oh, you look like your wife. It's even better. No. You know, sometimes people, sometimes they get married, they look alike. And then when you call home, when they answer the phone, you don't know it's a husband or the wife. Even the voice becomes exactly the same. So now here he says, Anshei Kodesh Tehyundi. Hashem says, you have to be Radosh. And then he says, whenever you have a type of meat that has been slaughtered and is no good, where do you give it to?
Dogs.
To the Caleb. It's very interesting that we learn to be Kadosh. We learn it from who?
Caleb.
To be holy, we learn it from? Dog? Yeah? How could it be?
Dog was quiet.
Dog was quiet. Dog didn't bark in Mitzrayim. So what does that mean?
If you keep quiet, you are one.
Chazak Gavaro. Hashem told him to be quiet, or he was quiet himself? Who?
Himself.
Dog has freedom of choice?
No.
No. So who told them?
Hashem.
So if Hashem told them to be quiet, so what did he do?
He listened to us. No, but many people... Hashem,
oh, so he has a freedom of choice to not listen.
Could not listen.
He had the choice to not listen?
Yes.
Yes.
The Caleb had the choice to not listen?
Yes.
The dog had a choice to not listen?
No.
No. So Hashem told him, be quiet. So he was quiet. So what did he do? Nothing. Chazak Baruch, as you said. So now for an animal that did not do nothing, then I learned to be holy. Huh? How could it be? So now Gemara says, Masechet Baba Gama, Daf Samich, the 60th page of a track up of Rama says, when the angel of death comes to the city, the dogs will cry. When Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor L'Tov comes to the city, they start laughing. Because they sense Malach HaMavet and Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor L'Tov. One more time. When the angel of death comes to the city, the dogs
cry.
Bochim. And then when Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor L'Tov comes to the city, they will? Mesachekim, they laugh. Because they're programmed. They know. So now here, when Ribono Shel Olam, at the time that he got rid of the firstborn in Egypt, so the dark sense, the Malach HaMavet is here. Malach HaMavet is here. Right? So now, if they would cry and they make noise, how would they show? How would they show the whole incident?
I think they feel what they feel.
Understand? So now they keep quiet, right? So now, if they would start making noise, so that would mean that Malach HaMavet is in Mitzrayim. And that shows that... What's it show? Chazak Baruch. Mashallah. Barakallah. Here, if the dogs will make noise, Hashem said, I'm going to come and get rid of the firstborn. So now, if the dogs would make noise, that would mean that who killed the firstborn? Who? The angel of the dead. So when they kept quiet, so that showed that
Hashem
is in charge. But still, fine. Good. That shows how great Hashem it is. But Who told the caleb to be quiet? No, we covered that. They don't have a freedom of choice to be quiet, you know, or to make noise. Hashem told them to be quiet. So what's the big deal? Back to our question. We learn to be holy from the caleb, from the dog. But here we see they didn't do nothing. Hashem told them to be quiet. But there's a very, very delicate point here, and that is,
we just said,
He would. But he didn't.
That's what he does naturally.
Exactly. But he didn't. So now that...
against his nature.
No, he didn't go against his nature. Hashem made him quiet. Turned off the switch. Okay. So what's the big deal?
We're
in process. We're not finishing. So now here, Moravi Rabotai, that's how she is teaching us a very important lesson, and that is, even the dog didn't make any extra effort. Did he? No. But he was the intermediate to show that Hashem is in charge. Even though that he really didn't do any effort. But still, we thank the caleb. Why? Because he sanctified the name of Hashem by being
quiet.
So now your Torah comes, it teaches us, you have to be holy. What do you mean holy? Who are we thanking? Who? Who? No! Not here. Who are we thanking? The intermediate, that is the caleb. Do you thank when you go deposit checks in the bank? Can you go, Simon?
Amen.
Big checks.
Amen.
Who do you thank when you go to the bank? The teller.
Yes.
Who else? When you want to get a loan, who do you thank?
The officer. Loan officer.
Loan officer. And who else? Who do you give gift to? The president of the bank. Do you ever thank the janitor? He cleaned the glass when you went in the door. Do you ask? Thank him?
No.
Do you thank him that he polished the floor for you? No? Why? Do you go to a bank that is dirty?
I have no contact. That's why I don't.
We can ask. He's with the janitor. I want to thank him. When you order furniture and they bring you nice furniture, for Khatam the Kala. So now the delivery man, when he comes, do you thank him?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You give him to him?
Yeah.
I mean, do you thank him as big as the owner of the store?
No.
Why? What would he do without him delivering it? You don't think him as much. Now, here Tosha comes and he's teaching us there's a very, very delicate one here in life that we always forget who's the intermediate. Who made it happen? Who made it happen? The one that we never, ever, ever consider. Here it says, Anshe Kodesh Tinhyun Li, and all of a sudden mentions the reward of the caleb. What caleb? What caleb? He didn't do anything. But here, Totasha is teaching us, even though that he didn't have the freedom of choice, even though that it was not his effort to bark or not bark, Hashem made him stop. But through him, the name of Hashem was? Mekadesh, was sanctified. So now, thank him. Thank him. And that's how it is in life. So who is he? It's very interesting. Hatam Sofer was always saying, he says, I don't know why he hates me. I never did him any good. Why is it like this? Because usually when you favor other people, they go against you. Why? Because to be thankful, you know what that is? That means you're nothing. You could not do it without him. You cannot do it without him. So to come and say, I appreciate it, I thank you, that means I'm nothing. And you know what happens? People, because it's so hard for them to be thankful, to be makir tov, You know what they do? They deny it completely. They say, you know this man? So who is he? How did he work for him for 5 years? Then he went open up his store. He took all the customers. Say, who is he? Who is he? Why? Because it's hard for him to bring himself low and say, he made me up. He brought me up. He lent me the money. He can't. So what does he do? He goes 100% to erase his name. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is teaching us. To be kadosh is not only the one that did you a favor. You have to have in mind who was in the middle of the road, was the intermediate to help you. To that extent, that not only the one that pulled you up, you have to have in mind who along the line was the one that made it happen. And this is such a level that one can attain, that it's all and all based on how to be thankful, how to be makir tov, to recognize, it's all because of him. I owe it to him. I thank him. He pulled me up. He did me a favor. And you have to have always this matter in mind. And that's how you become a kadosh, to become holy. Just like Ribono Shel Olam, kedushim to you ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. Hashem Yizakenu Tzenizkeh.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.